Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. And here we are back again for another exciting edition of Comic-Con Stars. The original three are back with you tonight. Papa Stro, Dave Atwell, and myself, Dr. John. We're warming up for springtime. Great things are going to be happening. And we are here to talk about the Wilmington Fan Expo. The biggest thing going on in Wilmington this weekend. I can tell you that. Wilmingwood will never be the same. It's going to be a lot of fun. First of all, I would like to say greetings to the one and only Papa Stro Maestro. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. Feel like I'm off of Brand X and feeling back to normal. So, yeah, great. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you here. And none other than Dave Braves himself, the one and only Dave Atwell. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing all right. Enjoying this weather. Spent the day moving furniture. So from the neck down, there's not a whole lot to speak of. From the neck up, I'm doing just fine, though. I'm sure the liniment will be in heavy supply tonight, but it's all good. You don't realize your age until you move furniture, you know?
Oh, you're not old, man. You're a victim of experience now.
Yes, the mileage. Well kept, high mileage, you know?
Well, okay. Father Stroh and Dr. John and Dave, we've all got some miles, but there's miles of experience. And so we're excited about that. Well, anyway. But anyway, we're here to talk about the Wilmington Fan Expo. Great thing this coming weekend. It is at Coastline Conference Center, Best Western Plus in Wilmington, North Carolina, 501. As we've had our Comic-Cons there in the last couple of years, a lot of fun. Those folks are very nice. They take good care of us. And we got some great guests lined up. Great vendors. We have 67 tables in play this weekend. That's a lot of vendors and stars and everything for any kind of Comic-Con in a town outside of Charlotte. So or Raleigh. So
absolutely.
I think we're going to have a great time, and we want to talk a little bit about what's going on and in the event. Talk a little bit about our friends, all good, of course. And then we're also going to talk about what's going on with us, because the three of us have a lot of good things happening. So we'll get started. First of all, we look at the personality list. We got some great personalities. This is a Comic-Con that also features some of the great personalities and talent in the Wilmington, North Carolina area. As movie and television production moves back to Wilmington, we need to honor some of these folks that have continued to work while we were having a dry season in Wilmington. But now things are really looking up, and I think we're going to have more and more films being shot in Wilmington. It's a great town, experienced people. So first of all, the star of the show, Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling, WCW legend, actor, and Papa Stro, so you've been doing a lot of acting lately. What have you been up to?
Well, first off, this is beginning to sound like an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's too happy. Way too happy. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Way, way too happy. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. So happy it's creepy. But, oh, man. All right.
Happier than last week.
Well, we're not neck deep in snow. We're talking about Bigfoot right now. So things have really,
yeah.
You know, things were really looking up, so can't help but to be
have a non-wrestling guest trying to do wrestling promos talking about unexplained phenomena. That's
yeah.
Refreshing. That's refreshing.
Oh, no.
Okay, back to the happy, creepy show. Okay. All right, let's talk about... Oh, man. Yeah, lots going on, man. The Dust series has just started, first episode. It's airing now, and we start the live episodes in a few weeks. And, you know, going forward, be live events. Really excited. Awesome. awesome cast and crew. It's already making waves. We already got fans putting reactions on YouTube and making its way to other social media sites, you know, and IMDb, and it's recognizing and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's really getting a lot of ground, and I can't say enough about working with this great cast and crew Ron Rawson's put together. It's your Cassidy Page, talent, you know, we know Cassidy, you know, Female Artist of the Year. I mean, self-explanatory. She's an amazing, amazingly talented woman. You got James Hurley, who's incredible talented actor. And if you guys go to YouTube and check out his YouTube channel, James Universe, and he gets movie reviews and everything, it's so entertaining. Oh, my God. This guy just, he's like the definition of entertainment. And it's those guys and all the other really talented cast and crew, I mean, I can't say enough. Just go to the Dust series, D-U-S-K series on Facebook to check out the season's episodes and see all the talented people involved. It's great stuff. And I did a music video that'll be coming out soon with a band out of Texas called So It Begins with the talented Alex Zadra. She's a gun specialist. I mean, in the video we did together, we recreated the whole Punisher movie storyline, which I was portraying the role of John Travolta, villain role, and of course she was played the Punisher role, and it was just amazing footage, and we did all that in a day, 5 locations in a day, and I just can't wait for you guys to check it out. And So It Begins, the band, they're going to be going on tour, I think, in Europe soon and coming out with a brand new single. So it's just pretty exciting stuff. So got that going on. I just sent an audition for another film. Speaking of Wormingwood, North Carolina. I just sent an audition for another film. I may be having the possibility of having a role in Wilmington coming up soon. And once I get more information that I can divulge to everybody, I'll definitely let everybody know. But doing that, the wrestling thing, I got a rematch from last year with Raging Bull Manny Fernandez coming up in April in West Virginia. Training hard for that. A lot of exciting stuff, going down, of course, in Wilmington. Wrestling back in Wilmington in beginning of March for UPWA. So, a lot of stuff going down, man. I'm really, really, really excited about what's going on this year. And I meant to mention, I'm going to the California Island Club in Vegas in May, right? And it's always, I go there once a year, catch up on my, wrestling family and my peers and fans and all that. And this year, some friends of mine are going to be there. Booker T is getting the Luthez Award, which I'm really happy for that. Him and Stevie Ray, Harlem Heat, both will be there. And I just heard that Shawn Michaels, another friend of mine I know very well, is going to be getting an award this year as well. So the Heartbreak Kid will be there on hand, and a bunch of other great wrestling legends and wrestling families. So I'm really, really excited to be a part of that. As well as the returning Glow Girls, who's, they have the series on Netflix going on. So, man, this is... really excited to get back up there seeing everybody. Should be a good time.
Sounds like it will be. And you are very, very busy, which is great. Continuing your great career in wrestling, your career in acting, and just things are going well. So that's wonderful. We're glad to have you there. Next on the list, Eastern Exotics Reptiles. We always like when Eric Dion brings his family and his reptile family. Julius the Snake. All kinds of crazy wild animals. They'll have a number of tables there, and you can come hang out with the snakes, get a picture, donate, help Eastern Exotics stay around because they do great things by rescuing snakes and other kind of animals. So it's a great thing. We're glad to have.
Funny,
you
I just
there.
Watched Anaconda with Ice Cube. That was it's mentioned on snakes.
That's
that
an hour and a half to ever get back.
Yeah, John Voight was the heel. Yeah. He was the villain. I love
that one. Was hard to get through. That was a tough movie to watch.
He was the best part of the whole movie.
That was, yeah.
He was the best part.
Was lacking.
Yeah.
That's another one they say, Dave, do you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down? I say, no, I give it the finger.
That had to have been the fastest moving, biggest python I've ever seen.
I know it, man.
My God.
It just, I mean, if you're going to make a movie like that, man, at least ways try to make it somewhat. Yeah, we've talked about Jaws on here plenty of times, how it's, there's nothing different between a big snake and a big shark. Of course, they're big animals that are scary to a certain extent. But when it comes down to the storytelling and the filmmaking, I mean, Anaconda is like, good Lord, man. Was that a bunch of fourth graders doing like a, you know, final project for their social studies thing on Amazon or something? It's like, something. Jesus, man. I mean,
no,
how
they
got John Voight to do that movie is beyond me. I mean, for as accomplished a guy he is, you know.
First of all, you wouldn't catch Ice Cube on the boat. No way. In the Anaconda. There's no way you'd catch Ice Cube on the boat.
Nah. Wasn't Jennifer Lopez in that, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Jenny from the Block.
And she was married
Jenny
to Eric Stoltz. Eric Stoltz, you know the guy that played Mask years ago with Cher?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was
I'm
weird.
Like, please. Yeah. That's one of those ones that...
What? Yeah, Daddy, what were you saying?
No, I've already lost an hour and a half to that movie once. I don't ever plan on doing it again. You know, it's that old, you know, fool me once. Of course, knowing my luck, the producers of that film are probably reading my books right now and going, you know what, that guy's doing that Comic-Con star show. Let's listen in. And here I am running down the movie. They're probably burning my book right now.
even the sandworms of Dune were slower than the Anaconda. And he was as big as they were.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a goofy-looking snake, too. I mean, it didn't even move like a snake.
Mm-mm.
Not that I am a snakeologist, of course, and you know, study the movement of snakes and all, but nevertheless, if you're
faster.
Some... Yeah. If you're
a two-ton
anaconda...
Good.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Oh, my goodness.
But
sequel?
You guys
no!
You've forgotten... Yeah. You remember The Odd Couple? You remember The Odd Couple? The oddest couple ever on film was in that great classic stinker, which I believe was a fourth grade final project. It was that lovely couple of Bill Paxton and Betty White in Lake Placid.
Oh, yeah, with the Gatorade to cow and everything.
That was
another one.
Like an Academy Award winner. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. We can't ever forget.
It's funny. The guy that played the sheriff in that movie, Lake Placid, he played the father in 28 Days Later when they were in London being attacked by the zombies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the same guy who played the dad.
Oh, okay.
and he was Irish. He was Irish in Lake Placid, and he was English in 28 Days Later.
Well, what's the poker saying, my goodness?
Yeah, see if they could pull it off.
But here's the thing.
Even
Lake
the tomatoes, the attack of the killer tomatoes, were slower than the anaconda.
Just a horrible movie, man.
We'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Coach made us pretty good. But anyway, so yeah, we have Grant
the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah. Because I'm going to say, Lake Placid opened number one at the box office. That is equivalent to Plan 9 opening at number one in the box office. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it was a lot of fun when we saw it, and we all saw it on HBO. Sure, hopefully none of us paid to see that at the theater. That would have been the worst $10 investment in history. But Anyway, Dave Atwell, you're on this list. You're showing up at the Wilmington Fan Expo.
Absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
And your Confederate Christy Lessie. What are you and what are Christy
absolutely.
Working, what are the two of you guys working on right now?
Well, that's part of what our discussion is. That's usually why we always sit side by side at the shows, because of the fact that that's our kind of time to crunch ideas and everything. And then, of course, her husband, Jeff, being the guy that he is, man, he's fantastic at the tables and everything. So it's nice to have them around, and they're such a nice couple. The whole family is just a good bunch of people. And so a lot of times, Chrissy and I will bounce around some ideas, and Jeff is just sitting there, you know, turning out our books like, you know, he wrote them himself. So it's a lot of fun having the two of them around, and got a few ideas. Chrissy and I had actually been discussing doing a young adult series between the two of us, and with the amount of talent that lady has, it's hard to describe. You know, when you meet her, she has absolutely no ego at all. But I mean, the amount of talent she has when it comes down to the book business, between you know, mastery of the English language, along with the ability to tell stories and everything else. So me, I'm just a guy who has an imagination and a laptop, and you know, my brother does the editing, makes it look like I'm literate. But we're you know, we've been talking about doing a young adult series for the longest time. And, of course, my concern is that, you know, me, I spent too much time in the darkness and don't know if I could pull off something milder than what I'm used to and keeping it PG-13, if you will. So, but I've got a couple decent ideas, and so does she. So we might have one of those peanut butter and a chocolate moments, and y'all actually come up with something. So if nothing else, man, I just enjoy seeing her and bouncing ideas back and forth. So not to mention the fact that, you know, going to this show, a lot of times, you know, the holiday season, everything kind of comes to a grinding halt during the holiday season. Just because of the way our cult is structured, January, you spent January trying to catch your breath, pull down the Christmas lights, and do your taxes and everything. So, you know, the last 3 months, November, December, and January, is kind of a blur. So getting back into the groove of things and the excitement of being at the shows, it'll be a good launching pad for 2018, which I think is going to be a very, very exciting and successful year for all of us. And the amount of momentum we have, I mean, geez, man, if we sat down and, I mean, Stroh was going through all the stuff that he's got coming up. I mean, that guy's, you know, never sits still, never sleeps. But, you know, we look at the guys from Vaughn, we look at what Casey's doing, we're looking at Ron and, you know, Dusk and everything going on, Rackley and a Rack Pack. We've got, you know, Chrissy and her book series. Will Williams, all these guys that are part of our crowd, as we say, our con family. All of us, man, I tell you what, we're just on the launching pad and going in the right direction with stuff. And I tell you what, I don't know about you guys, but being around success, and then that's the thing about it. When you're in this industry, there's a lot of selfishness. But when you can be around people who share the joy of others' success and are genuinely happy for each other when the other guy wins, yeah, I tell you what, it's very refreshing to be around folks like that. And I can tell you, that's one common thread that all of us have in this Comic-Con Stars group, you know, Greg Bowe and Rossman and everybody and you guys. It's just we all have that ability to enjoy success of each other. And if there's one thing you're going to find at that Fan Expo Saturday, there's going to be a lot of people on the way up, not the way down. So it's going to be a lot of fun just to be there and exciting to talk to everybody about everybody's, you know, upcoming work and, you know, everything that we've got to celebrate over the past calendar year. So I am ready. I think it's really going to light fire and call 2018 in good shape.
Well, well put. I mean, I agree with you. And one thing that I want to mention that I don't think I've spoken very much about it. I might have mentioned it just briefly last time, but I have my book coming out
nice.
This coming week. That's right, and I don't know if I've mentioned it. Papa Stro is going to get a kick out of it because I have a co-author, Matthew Delf, who is a Bigfoot researcher, and we all met him at Charlotte CryptoCon, and Papa Stro, you met him up there in Kingsport at Bigfoot Day. And he's got a dedication of that book. He's got a dedication. And my dedication in the book is to Papa Stro, who correctly identified that my only friends are Lizard Man, Bigfoot, and Mothman. and if you don't think that's my dedication, it certainly is. And Papa Stro, I hope you'll autograph a copy of my book for me on that page because it's called
That'd
Lizard Man, Bigfoot,
to.
And Friends. Well, Lizard
that's
Man,
tremendous.
Bigfoot, and Friends is
that's
coming out
tremendous.
Next week. That's right. And you are the only person that has ever been smart enough to realize that those are my friends.
Well, it didn't take long, John. It really didn't. The signs were there. The signs were there already.
The signs were there. That's a frightening statement. God, we sound like we're talking about Annabelle now in The Conjuring. But yeah, so that was coming out, and Dave, I'll be in the ranks of the authors with you with the most insane book title anyone could ever have. But yeah, you know, when you're talking about 2018, I gotta say that two great things are happening. Along with
a
bunch of
Comic-Cons. You guys must hang out like the aliens in the Star Wars Mos Eisley. I could solely see that, John, hanging out with Mos Eisley with all the phenomena. Tremendous. Having a drink with Bigfoot and the bartender be Lizard Man and Mothman. They're like Raising Cain, had to be kicked out of the bar. Yeah, good stuff.
Mothman flapping those wings. It's going to be great. Yeah, and but then speaking of them, you know, we got the Lizard Man Festival coming up in Bishop.
Oh no, I'm just singing.
Yeah, we got Lizard Man Festival coming up, and we've got Bigfoot Day coming up, and it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. People enjoy these things, and so we're going to bring them to everyone, and hopefully we'll have a good time. Looking forward to having both you guys there. Of course, Papa Stro.
Awesome.
And at Lizard Man Festival, we will have Lyle Blackman. I want to get Lyle back on the show here in about a month. He's agreed. You know, he said he'd be glad to come back on and talk to us about.
Do you think Lizard Man will show up? Do you think Lizard Man will show
up? You'll see. You'll see. Don't think we're not preparing for that one. Don't think we're not preparing for that one. And Legendary Investigations will be there, too.
Hope he's not late.
He won't be.
We might have to send him a glow stick or two to help him find his way to the festival.
Everybody, all the stars that are coming are getting a glow stick. Papa Stro, you're getting a glow stick. Dave, you're getting a glow stick. We're all going to have glow sticks. And we're going to turn the lights out. We're going to do synchronized dancing with the glow sticks. Oh, I mean, there's nothing.
No, like a rave. Like a rave.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it will exactly. Summon the Bigfoot. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be playing the Blade song. The techno song, but the vampires were having the ravens.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Oh god. And
where else can you have this much fun?
It's the Daywalker.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
So we've now covered all that. I've got some. let's see, we got some great actors. We got Ryan Williams, Vaughn Wilson, and Will Williams. We got three great actors coming to the Wilmington Fan Expo. And, of course, seeing everybody knows, Vaughn, the sitcom, is finally coming to Amazon Prime. It's either going to be released tomorrow or at the latest Monday. We're going to have a
beautiful.
We're going to have a cookie. Like you know, we had that big cookie up at Bigfoot Day. Rob, well, we're going to have a big cookie for Vaughn here. And
I just got to ask, what is the Vaughn cookie going to look like? I'm curious.
You'll see.
Hey.
That second episode, I tell you what, I was lucky enough to watch that second episode when Mike had it up there that evening, and I laughed. I mean, Ryan was dead on, and I'm not going to spoil it, but Ryan just, I mean, he killed it. And then at the end with Vaughn, I mean, he had a couple lines right there at the end, man, and I was in tears. I said, this is epic stuff, man. And, you know, and what makes it even better is that, like I said, you know, a lot of times, and we've all been there, where a good friend has walked up with something that isn't quite up to snuff, and you're kind of doing that, hey, man, that's just great, man, this is great, you know. Man, this is actually good stuff. I mean, it's actually legit, you know, and, man, I laughed like hell for that second episode. So, yeah, congratulations to those guys and Mike for all the good that he's doing right now. God, there's another guy that's just, I mean, got golden touch right now, man. So, you know,
We're just glad that they're around, that they're part of the community, and they're coming in, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be great having them there. And let's see, Antler Hill will be there, and so will Cassie Page.
Nice.
Two great artists. And Pop Stroh and I were there when Cassie won Female Vocalist of the Year at the Country Music Showdown in Myrtle Beach. It was just a lot of fun. Cassie's such a great gal, and so she will be there. And then, of course, Antler Hill will be there just playing my favorite song. Mystery is my favorite song, obviously. So, this is great.
That wasn't hard.
I know. You see, Papa Stroh, the one thing about me is I'm so predictable. I hope at least that's a good thing.
Now,
predictability is on.
If you said it was Slim Whitman's Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, that would kind of throw us off, but. Mysteries, you. Yeah, that's John.
Yeah, Mystery by Antler Hill, and you can go to BigfootDay.com, scroll down there, and you can hear it. It's great. So Jessica and Neil will be there. It's always good to see them. I like both of them. They're really wonderful. Now, we do have some friends coming in who aren't on the poster, but our friends Alex and Ashley Baker, Alex being the steampunk entrepreneur, and he owns the TARDIS, and his wife Ashley, they will be there. Papa Stroh, I'm sure you will remember them from Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. I think Alex made you that hat.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys. Those guys are good people. Very talented.
And you will not believe what their kid James, I think the last time you saw James was just too young to even know he was in the world. He's a little cool 2-year-old now, and he's just great. So anyway, I got to see them on their way up. So the whole family's going to be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. We won't have the TARDIS. It didn't quite make the move as easily as it should have, but they will be there. They'll be hanging out at various tables. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We will have Jordan Green, the author, Hector Murray, who does Faith and Fandom, and just more people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about great personalities. Now, in terms of the film business, we are going to have two big filmmakers. Well, Mike Roberts, he's done a number of films, and we're also going to have Daryl Rackley, who is the genius behind the Rat Pack. Daryl is a lot of fun to talk to, really has a lot on the ball, got Rat Pack 2 coming up and some other things. And Papa Stroh, you can tell us real briefly how it was working with him. I bet it was a good experience, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Daryl Rackley and the Rackley family. I mean, they're such great people, and so is the Adams family, too, that I wasn't set with. Great cast and crew. The kids, the children actors were tremendous. And now they're not children anymore, right? Oh, gosh, they grew up so fast. But it's a great family film that the entire family will enjoy. And I can't wait for everybody to check out the Rack Pack. It's going to be a really, really good film, sure.
Well, yep, I know that – I don't know if Daryl has released it yet, but Rack Pack won its first film festival award.
Wow, fantastic.
Weekend. And he's going to be that's going to be something that he will be discussing more later. But he won his first film festival award. Got many, many more to come. And I will say this: we've got Will Williams. We're going to do some casting for a horror film. I'm helping a little bit on that project. Will is working on it. We got some cool things. So we're going to have a casting call on Saturday, and we're talking to some really cool stars about being in it. Somebody on this show might have already heard about it, and we will leave it at that. But we got some great stars coming in for that. It'll be a lot of fun. Will Williams, 35 Film Festival Awards, including Film of the Year at the Hope Film Festival in Texas, one of the largest film festivals in the Southwest. So we're proud to have him there. Anthony Dowling, our buddy from Eno River Media, who will be always causing trouble, he's coming to the Wilmington Fan Expo to hang out with us. And so,
excellent.
It will be good to see Anthony and hang out with him. We got stars in the Rack Pack. Bill Stein, the great makeup artist from Wilmington, whose specialty is monsters and zombies, he will be there. And along,
nice.
So that, you know, we got some great film business people there. That's what's going to be good there. Now, things to do: Virtual Reality Arcade, VREX, Virtual Reality Arcade is coming from Myrtle Beach. They're going to have a big triple-wide booth where you can kill zombies, you can do everything you ever wanted, and not go to jail. So it'll be kind of fun. It'll be great. We got a cosplay contest. Heading that up is going to be Corey Wills. Ronald Rossman is down with the flu, so Corey Wills will be headlining our cosplay contest. He did our contest for us up at Bigfoot Day. He's a very accomplished gentleman, and so we're going to have a great time. Cape Fear Games is going to be there. We're going to have a
Corey's
seminar.
Awesome.
Corey is a good guy. He puts up with me and running our cosplay contests. You know, without him and without Misty Yates, without Ronald Rossman, cosplay would just not be what it is in the Carolinas without those three people.
The best Joker cosplayer out there, hands down.
You know,
hands
he
down.
Really is.
Yeah.
And what a great
He's
a
good
guy. It's always good having him. We have got now we got some major, major things coming up at our panels and discussions. 11 p.m., my buddy Mike McIntyre is going to come talk about Game of Thrones and have a big discussion. So that's going to be a lot of fun from 11 to 12 o'clock back in the discussion room. And then 12 to 12:30, we are going to have the Elite Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Studio is going to have a group of their students there. We're going to have some mats out there in the main room, and from 12 to 12:30, they're going to throw each other around and have a blast doing some mixed martial arts. So that's going to be great. 12:30, Harry Potter spellcasting. Thank you, New Hanover County Public Library. They're so into Harry Potter. And it's going to be a blast having them teach 5 mini Hogwarts classes. It's going to be great. I wish I could be there. I'm going to make sure it's filmed so I can see it. I think it's going to be a wonderful time. They're going from 12:30 to 1:30, and then from 1:30 to 2. Actually, from 1:30 to 2, we have a special presentation. From 2 to 2:30, we have more mixed martial arts, and at 2:30, one and only Q&A from Pop Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, 2:30 to 3:30. Pop Stro, we're going to enjoy that. We might, if it's all right with you, we might actually tape that and put that up. I hadn't mentioned this to you, but I'll check with you later, but we might tape it and put it up for people to enjoy. We can discuss that later. How about that?
Sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be good. You'll get to tell some of your great stories that people really love to hear.
Then from 3:30 to 4:30, Super Nerdtendo Comedians. They will be there. They were a hit at Cape Fear. They were a hit at the Charlotte CryptoCon. So that we got a lot of things to do, a lot of fun things to do, great vendors, great artists, writers, everything. So, and even crazy Dr. John will be roaming around trying to keep everything in check and in tow. We will have pizza all day long from Papa John's, our official pizza sponsor at the Wilmington Fan Expo and at the Camden, South Carolina Comic Con. We're glad to have them on board. So that's kind of a rundown of what we've got going on for the Wilmington Fan Expo. Dave, I'm going to turn to you. What do you want to tell your fans? What have you got to tell them? What news have you got? Have you got a news? Have you got maybe a story you can tell us? And then, Papa Stro, I will hit you up with the same thing. But, Dave, what can you tell your fans that is interesting that I know they would like to hear?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you have not ever made it to a show, and that's what I call cons, stop what you're doing and go. I mean, you know, and I've often said that, you know, you go to sporting events, you're dealing with drunks and you're dealing with guys that, you know, hey, you didn't wear the right jersey and carrying on and everything. But these cons, when you go there, you can do be whoever, you can be whatever, and just have a good time. I mean, at Cape Fear, we had a couple, you guys remember, had like a three-month-old baby in there, and they kept changing outfits. He was like Yoda, and then he was, what was he? He was a couple different outfits, but you could go there, just be yourself, have a lot of fun, and there's no wrong there. If you want to dress up like Thor, you dress up like Thor. You want to dress up like a zombie, you dress up like a zombie. You don't want to dress up at all. You drill and dress it, just come dressed, of course, but nevertheless, get in there, have a good time. And I can tell you, the smaller shows, unlike the great big regional, you know, the Wizard World Cons and the San Diego Comic Cons, New York, and show you Walker Dogs Con and everything. Not taking anything away from those shows, but these smaller shows are more engaging. They're a lot more fun, and they're a lot more personal, whereas larger shows, it's all about grabbing your $100, getting a 25-second experience with somebody, and moving on. Whereas down when you have a local show like this, I mean, you're meeting people who shop at the same stores that you do, pump the same gas that you do, and sometimes, in some cases, work in places that you might go to. So getting to know them and everything, and, you know, there's something special about meeting a guy or gal, for that matter, and later seeing them on television or seeing a book of theirs come up or hearing one of their songs on the radio or something to that effect. And, you know, it just... It's such an experience, such a good time, and to be honest with you, I think it's impossible to have a bad time at a Comic-Con or a Fan Expo like we have. So, yeah, bring it on out. Get you some pizza. Go around, shake hands, see everybody. Don't be afraid to talk, and enjoy the show. I mean, don't walk around once. Walk around a bunch of times. There's going to be so many different events going on and people that you could just meet. And, you know, these guys aren't going to drain you of 2 weeks' worth of pay either for an autograph. These guys are just happy to shake your hand and meet, you know, folks that could potentially be fans one day. So, yeah. Get on out there. I'm looking forward to it, having a lot of fun. And stop by my table. I will have the books. And I'm also, knock on wood, I got some bad news about my art today. I've been crunching for the last month and a half, doing some sketching and everything. And have a little bit of everything from Star Wars, Mortal Kombat, Marvel, I even have some He-Man stuff in there that I've drawn and everything. And I went and go get my prints today, and they said, "Oh, our machine went down." I says, "Your machine's down." Okay, so you guys could not have called me and let me know that this was going on, and perhaps I could have, you know. So I've wasted a whole week waiting on nothing. So tomorrow I'll be scrambling getting my prints. But in the event that that all comes through, come on by and check out the art. Pick something up. And like I said, if nothing else, come by and shake a hand and say hi. It's always good to meet new people and everything. So, yeah, come on by. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you very much, sir. Everybody will have a good time meeting you. And Papa Stroh, what message do you have for your fans who are going to be coming to the Wilmington Fan Expo and Comic-Con?
Well, it depends on what fans you're referring to. Referring to an actual blowing fan, I can do my famous Chris Farley impersonation from Tommy Boy.
All right.
Luke, I am your father. You know, you can do that. But to my fans out there, if you guys are anywhere near Wilmington, North Carolina area this Saturday, come out and see me. I'll be signing autographs. I got merch on sale. John said I'll be in the 2:30 Q&A for you guys at the Wilmington Fan Expo there at the Coastline Conference Center. It's going to be a great time. A lot of talented people will be in that building. All a variety of types to check out, and a very entertaining bunch for you guys to enjoy. Fun for the whole family. Like I said, there's food. There's entertainment. There's people throwing each other around. That's going to be a great time. There's going to be cosplayers. And who knows, maybe some of John's Phenomena friends will show up and play poker, so it should be a good time.
I'll see if I can get Mothman. He's probably the easiest one for me to get in touch with, but maybe Lizard Man. I don't know. It just depends. And I guess what I'll say, my message to everyone is we're going to have a great time. Wilmington's got 500,000 people in that metro area, and everybody has been asking about when are we going to have another Comic-Con. So we've now got a fall and a spring Comic-Con. We are adding Wilmington Anime. We're going to have an Anime Comic-Con on September 23rd and 24th. That inaugural event will begin at the Moose Lodge. And then right next door, not 45 minutes away, the Jacksonville Comic-Con returns. Jacksonville NC Comic-Con returns on June the 2nd. At the Commons, the rec center for the city of Jacksonville. And then we are back again on November the 17th at the Commons. So in our area, in the Wilmington-Jacksonville area, there will be 5 Comic-Cons and conventions put on by none other than members of Comic-Con Stars. Because we love seeing our fans. We like to see people have fun, come in and cosplay, meet the stars, and Papa Stroh gets to hang out with Myrtle. Myrtle, is that an alligator? Is that what she is, Papa Stroh?
Yeah, baby gator, yeah. I miss Myrtle. She's cool.
Well, I had put in a special request.
You know, you say November 17th. Is going to be the Jacksonville Comic Con. You know what else is happening on November 17th?
What?
A very, very special event on November 17th will be the day that I'll be celebrating my 20th wedding anniversary with my gorgeous bride, Dale. So I couldn't find a better way to spend 20 years of marital bliss with my wife than to hanging out with you guys, Jackson.
That's awesome.
What's blown up?
Absolutely, man. Well, first off, don't congratulate me yet because we haven't made it there. So
she could be inside packing right now.
No, John, he'll invite Ann Nicole dressed as Bigfoot and come celebrate. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes.
If I can make that happen. I will have no more torment from Papa Stroh.
Yeah, it'll be the special pink Bigfoot, and Nicole in disguise.
Pink Bigfoot, that'll be Sasquatch, right?
Yeah, Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
It'll be something, but we'll no. We're all
with the Spice Girl shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yep. Well, that's right. Well, and Posh will have to bring Mr. Beckham, so we'll have a grand old time with Anna Nicole, Posh Spice, and David Beckham. That'll be just more than anyone could handle. But we're gonna have
she'll be singing, "I've given you everything. I wanna be there."
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Stroh's a spice guy.
I can't believe it. Well, we're gonna have fun.
I wish I had some spice.
Yeah, I hear you.
I've been deprived.
Spice worms?
Mm.
Yeah, them
too. We all use a little spice from time to time.
Yeah, I love to ride one of those suckers, man. That looks like fun. Ride a spice worm.
It must be something else. Yeah, it really must be. But
Moadib.
Moadib.
Moadib. Is that was the name? Moadib. The guy from Dune.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a great time at the Wilmington Fan Expo. Everybody needs to come join us. I mean, it's infectious. And we're going to have a great time. And that's all I got to say. So we will be back next week with our regular coverage with a guest. I'm working on an interesting guest that we all know. I'll fill you in later on that. But to everybody
great.
Who is listening to this Comic-Con Stars episode, I want to thank you. All of you coming out to the Wilmington Fan Expo and Comic-Con. You'll see banners for, of course, the upcoming Wilmington anime for the Jacksonville Comic-Con. I want everybody to enjoy those and have a wonderful time. And as we plow into our third legit year of Comic-Con Stars and all the activity that we're doing, I want to thank everyone that's come and made this possible. We're going to have a grand time. And thank you, Coastline Inn and Conference Center. They have been the best. They're going through some renovations.
Yeah.
After the Cape Fear Comic Con on August the 25th, it's going to look different, but it's going to be beautiful, and
we'll
be maintaining our home at the Coastline Inn and Conference Center. And
that's
and
a nice little place too, man. I like it.
It is. Comic Con stars, we're all going to be there in August. Greg Bo this weekend is actually in Little Rock, Arkansas. At the Little Rock Comic Con, which is a monster event, we will have some of his illustrations on sale at our event this weekend. But Greg Bo will be returning to the Cape Fear Comic Con, our home, and also the Cape Fear Comic Con is known for being Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant's birthday party. Papa Stroh, that guy means a lot. I think he means a little bit to you, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Jimmy's wonderful. I mean, what a legend in the business, and always a great personality. So it'd be great to see Jimmy again soon, man. I miss him.
Jimmy will be there. Nightmare is going to make a special appearance with his wife, the Jersey Cat. So the whole crowd is going to be there for August the 25th, the 4th. Cape Fear Comic Con, been around a while, and we know how to have fun, so it'll be great. We'll have some additional activities that weekend, so I hope everybody can join us. But from all of us at Comic Con Stars to all of you, I want to first of all get a plug from my two esteemed colleagues, and we'll bid you a good night. So, Dave Atwell, what is your plug for tonight? See,
Stop by the table. Check me out. We've got Chrissy Lessie sitting to my side. She is fantastic. She's got some her Coven series or Crystal Coast series. And fantastic series. Starts off with the Coven, works its way through the 3-book series. Please stop by, see her, and then don't be afraid to check out the Hunger series, which, of course, is still live and well. And you're ready to get back into gear after this show, get back into the writing mode since the holidays are over and we all have time to do that. So, yeah, stop by, say hello, shake some hands, pick up some books, do some reading. All right?
All right, thank you, sir. And Papa Stroh, what do you have to plug tonight?
Well, we already plugged Wilmington Fan Expo this Saturday. I'll be there signing autographs, selling merch, and 2:30 Q&A with the fans. Check out Dusk. Go to DUSK Series on Facebook. The betrayal is the Chief. The Dusk, all hail to the Chief. By God. Look out for the So It Begins music video soon with myself and Alex Zadra. Coming out soon. And if you go to YouTube, check out the upcoming trailers to Infinity Wars, Black Panther, which will be premiering tomorrow in theaters. And also the new Deadpool and Cable movie coming out soon, man. Tremendous. And all the latest in TV, wrestling, and film, go to my official website, TheStro.com. And on Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter at TheStro, and on Instagram at Stro Maestro. Thank you. God bless. Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. And my plug will be, of course, Cape Fear Fan Expo. And please check out next week, Lizard Man, Bigfoot, and Friends will be on sale. You can catch the link on ComicConStars.com. And I hope people will enjoy it. All new, true cryptid stories about Lizard Man, Mothman, Bigfoot, space aliens, and, of course, ghosts. So I mean, what more can you ask for? So, look, thanks a lot to everybody. Thanks for being joining us here for Comic-Con Stars this week. We start our brand-new season after the Wilmington Fan Expo, our brand-new season next week, group lists, everything coming online. So thanks a lot. We will talk to you soon. Dave, Papa Stro, you two guys are the best. So we'll see you this weekend, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, British lady.
Hey.
Are you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Wait for it to show up. You guys have safe travels.
Yes, you too.
Everybody.
My brother. Yes.
Good night, Billy.